quite honestly, this is hard for me to call talk about because these guys are the bitter rivalries. I've grown up here. I bleed blue. But over the last few years, I've had a chance to work with a few of those young guys over there that were on some traveling basketball, and they're led by two just stellar sophomores, and Derek Lang and T.J. Hawkinson. They're sophomores on this squad. Derek Lang's about 6'2". T.J. Hawkinson is a 6'6 post, just a sophomore. Derek comes in averaging 24 points a night. T.J. Hawkinson is at 19 points. I mean, they're just outstanding players for sophomores. And what's really nice about the Sheridan team is then they're followed up by three outstanding seniors, Willie Felderman at 13 points a contest, Christian Bankston at 7 points a contest, and Ben Moret at 3 points a night. So they're really a veteran group there with those seniors, and then those sophomores have got a group. And then Albia, no slump at all with their leadership. Actually a very more veteran team, not as tall. You know, we'll see Dalton Peterson start tonight here. Dalton Peterson started because of his height. But normally he comes off the reserve, but we want to get that 6'5 senior in there against him. We've got Mason Cox starting for the Blue Demons, as well as Zach Hugan is in there as always. You know, Matt Baker has just reached the 1,000-point mark a week ago. We honored him last Tuesday at the Knoxville game. He's only the second player to score 1,000 points in Blue Demon history there, so just was recognized for over 1,000 points. And he's just a junior. He's got plenty of opportunities to get more points. Zach Hugan are nursing injuries. Zach has been nursing a sprained ankle all the way since the first Knoxville game early in the season. Tanner Wynn, unfortunately, of all things, injured his ankle in PE this week, and it showed Tuesday night. You know, he was going. He's a gamer, but it just was a little affected his game a little bit. But, Todd, what are you looking for out of the contest here tonight?
I think it's going to be a hard-fought battle. You know, we really need the inside play to pick up. We need to do a good job on the box outs and the rebounds. We can't limit Sheridan to one shot, you know, and run the ball at every opportunity when we can. But down on the offensive end, you know, we're going to have to be making our shots in those little drives into the lane. We struggled the last couple of games with that, but we're at home again, and the players are ready. Coach Archer, he's got them ready. I stepped into practice a couple nights this week, and they're ready to go. It's going to be a hard-fought battle, just like we saw against Centerville the other night.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's just it. You know, with this crowd, the crowd noise will certainly get the team up. You know, I think the last two games, having those losses, I think really kind of set the team back a little bit in terms of their emotion of it. And I think they really were disheartened. They didn't expect those losses, certainly not Centerville, and they really didn't want to follow it up with Knoxville. Knoxville, not a conference game, but still you just want to get the games where you can and when you have the opportunities. And so with this crowd and this environment, knowing what's at stake, you know both teams are ready to go. Like seeing Dalton Peterson, the senior, getting a chance there. Vic Sander usually starts, but just a little more height there for him, so he's getting a chance to start, so trading off the seniors. But it should be just one heck of a contest here for tonight's game. Starting lineups are announced. We did the national anthem before the girls' game, so that won't be done. So we're just seconds away from tip-off, Todd.
Yeah, it's exciting. The student bodies are both on their feet. Sheridan dressed in their mainly in their red, and we went blackout, it looks like, for our student body tonight. So they always play a good part in it. They keep emotion alive in the crowds, and Coach Archer talking in the huddle here as we get ready for tip-off.
You know, that first contest was a great game between Albion and Sheraton. As we go over there, we ended up getting that win, which is a tough place to win. 73-64 was the win, so great win over there. Sheraton wants to avenge that loss by getting one back here and get themselves in the driver's seat for the conference title. Here comes the first tip. Ball's up. Felderman gets the tip, gets it to Derek Lang. Lang brings up and immediately attacks the hoop, tries to spin. Tanner Wynn takes the charge. Derek Lang all juiced up. The sophomore did a nice job driving, but Tanner Wynn got himself set early, draws the charge for the early foul on Derek Lang.
Yeah, that was a good play. Tanner saw that Zach Hugan was driven around, and he just slid over there, put his feet down on the floor, and took that charge. Now the Blue Demons with the ball. Tanner Wynn up top. Looks out to Mason on the right side. Mason over to Matt Baker. He's guarded closely. Good screen by Zach Hugan. Passes the ball to the left wing. Mason Cox in the corner now. Takes a drive, dribbles
nice.
To the hoop.
Nice.
Switched it from his left hand when he's driving into his right hand off the glass. 2 points. Mason Cox, I'll be up 2-0.
That's just a great drive out of Mason. Christian Bankston gets the ball in the far corner, swings it up to the point guard. Moret gets it back to Bankston. Sees T.J. Hawkinson, who's taken out of three-point lane, trying to drive on Dalton Peterson. Gets around him, up and under, gets the friendly roll.
Had a good nice little step-through move there.
Yep. 6'6 sophomore again, able to drive around Dalton Peterson.
And Baker with the ball. Just over half-court line, setting the offense up. Passes to the right, down to Hugan. Hugan with the drive, kicks it back out to Tanner. Tanner went with the fake, drives around his man, picked up nicely by the defense there. Kicks it back out to Mason Cox. Mason swings it to the left, Zach Hugan. Zach over to Matt Baker. Matt Baker with the drive. Kick out to Mason Cox. Mason for three off the front of the rim. Zach Hugan fighting for the rebound.
Oh, nice.
Grabs that rebound as he was going out of bounds. Had enough enough foresight to throw it off the feet of a Sheraton player. It'll be Albie's ball.
Willie Felderman in there, big, tall center for them. Tried to get it, but Zach Hugan's too much strength for him.
Blue Demons with the ball. Hugan with the drive. Kicks it back out to Matt Baker from the corner. Three-pointer, Matt Baker.
Seeing a much better set out of the Blue Demons, really penetrating and kicking, which we didn't have the last few games. Just a little recognition that the defenses are starting to adjust to us, and now the Blue Demons are adjusting the defenses. Sharon will get the ball. Moret gets it over, swings it over to Bankston, gets it to T.J. Hawks, and takes a 17-footer, hits the short iron in front. Mason Cox with the rebound.
Mason brings the ball down the court, looks ahead. Tanner Wynn on the left-hand side. Tanner drives. Dish inside to Dalton. Dalton Peterson goes up strong.
Tanner Wynn.
This is Tanner Wynn with a hustle play there. Just came around. Two Sheraton guys grabbed that rebound, put it right back in.
Blue Demons on top 7-2 with 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Sheraton sets up again. The Blue Demons in a man defense. Mason Cox well guarded on top of the guard is Bankston. Gets it into T.J. Hawkinson. Tries to drive around Dalton Peterson. Dalton just kind of hooked him with the hips a little bit. T.J. Hawkinson will draw the foul on the floor. On the floor, so Sheraton will take the ball out of their own baseline. Derek Lang set to throw it in for the Sheraton Chargers. Gets it all the way up top to Felderman. Felderman gets it to Lang. Whistle on off the ball, or right as they got it. I think Zach Hugan are going to call. Or is that Tanner Wynn? Looks like Tanner Wynn gets the call, actually grabbing on Derek Lang as they were trying to get the ball back to him after he threw the inbounds. Derek Lang will inbound it now from the far sideline, right in front of the Blue Demon bench. Gets the ball in immediately to Bankston. Bankston swings it to Moret. Moret looks inside. Derek Lang has come down on the low block now. Kicks it right back out to Moret. Gets it to Felderman. Felderman swings it over to Bankston, who sits a three-pointer, and it's good. 7-5 is our score. Blue Demons on top by two.
Good ball movement there by Sheraton. Blue Demons bring the ball up. Matt Baker across the half-court stripe. Tries to kick it in to Dalton Peterson. That was sniffed out by the 6'6 sophomore from Sheraton. Takes it to the length of the court and scores it in.
Yeah, Matt Baker tried to get the high post there, but just a little slow pass, and then T.J. Hawkinson just too quick and was able to jump in front of that pass. Just need to be a little quicker on the entry pass.
Baker with the ball over to Hugan. Hugan kicks it back out to Matt. Matt with the drive. Wisely pulls up, passes to Dalton Peterson. Peterson to Tanner. Tanner puts a shot up. Dalton with the rebound. Kicks that rebound back out to Matt Baker. Dribbles the ball. He's in the left side of the court. Dribbles into the lane. Little scoop floater. Dalton Peterson in there fighting for the rebound. Looks like it's going to be a jump ball, but Dalton Peterson's working hard inside. But
Willie Felderman, nice little drive by Matt Baker. Really elevates himself up to the rim as high as he can as a 5'10 point guard. Had a nice little look, just couldn't get it to drop. But, boy, Dalton Peterson able to wrestle that rebound. Jump ball, alternate possession stays Blue Demons.
Tanner Wynn with the ball, passes over to Baker. Baker with the left-hand drive. Scoops it up in, and it goes.
Trying to initiate contact on Bankston, but no foul called. But Matt's able to get the bucket to drop. Bankston gets it to T.J. Hawkinson at the three-point line. He tries to drive on Peterson, gets around him. Mason Cox and Peterson were already converging on him. So it looks like Sheridan's not wanting to bang inside, but let T.J. try to drive and out quick Dalton Peterson, see if we can do it. And indeed, got around a couple times, two quick fouls on Peterson. Not a huge deal, although we're going to get a little shorter here. Vic Sanders, who has been starting most contests tonight, will check in for the Blue Demons. First free throw up and good for Hawkinson. Just a 59% free throw shooter on the season, but a nice little stroke as he knocks down the first one. 9-8 is our score. Blue Demons on top. T.J. Hawkinson for Sheraton looking to tie it up right here on this free throw, and does. 9-9 is our score with 4:35 in the first period.
Blue Demons with Mason Cox, Vic Sanders, Tanner Wynn, Zach Hugan, and Matt Baker on the court. Baker with the ball, brings it across stripe to Mason Cox. Mason swings the ball back to Hugan. Hugan over to Tanner Wynn. Mason was coming back door on it. Had his man beat. Pass was just a little high and a little hard at the angle which Mason was cutting in there, so it'll be a turnover by the Blue Demon. Sheridan's ball.
Bankston looks to check the ball into Ben Moret. Moret gets the ball, will bring it up to senior. Derek Lang on the near side, but this ball swings over the far side to Bankston. Bankston gets down to Felderman. Derek Lang now comes over to the top, gets the ball, swings it back around. Moret gets a point. Oh, drug his foot, but no call. Derek Lang gets the ball top. Swings it around. Good ball moves. Sheridan's trying to work it around. Nice little 1-3-1 zone defense out of the Blue Demons. T.J. Hawkinson's traveling. It's going to be called. You bet. He got caught in there. Vic Sanders had great post-up D in there. Not looking to foul. T.J. Hawkinson just got off balance and actually fell to the ground. Couldn't find anybody to pass to. I think that 1-3-1 zone defense caught Sheraton off balance there.
It did, and Mason Cox had slid over their help, and I think Bankston thought he could just – or the Sheraton player
T.J.
thought he could just spin, and Mason was there, and that caused him to travel. We got some substitutes now in for the Blue Demons. We've got Blake Bear in there as Matt Baker pulls up, takes the three.
Luke and Ryan Sarver have checked in for Mason Cox, Tanner Wynn, and Zach Hugan. We're going to bench, get a little breather. Derek Lang gets the ball, takes a little 18-footer, misses, but boy, Bankston right up there for the rebound, gets it, controls it, kicks it right back out to Derek Lang, who drives to the elbow, then swings it back out to Bankston, hits a three-pointer, and it's good. So Kristen Bankston, averages 7 points on the night, gets a three-pointer. He's got six in the contest already.
Blue Demons now trail 9-12. Matt Baker with the ball, kicks it in the corner to Blake Bear. Blake's looking inside, nothing there. Kicks it back up to Luke Sarver. Luke steps back, takes the three.
Ryan Sarver tried to get the rebound going around Banks, or Willie Felderman, couldn't get it, but tipped the ball out of bounds. So Sheridan will take the ball on the turnover there. Luke Sarver made it a little quick on the shot there. He gets feet set, square the shoulders. Morette brings the ball up for Sheridan, the point guard. Tries to get it to Derek Lang on the far side, does. Derek Lang takes a 20-footer. Up, rattles the front of the rim, no good. Matt Baker with the rebound.
Baker pushing the ball up to court. Guarded well by Bankston. Kicks it back out to Blake Bear.
Bear with a great
pass down low to Vic Sanders. Vic in the right spot there. Took the ball up for the layup. 2 points for the Blue Demons.
Really like that drive out of Blake Bear to find Vic Sanders. I know Blake Bear, he's aggressive on D. He's got a great shot, you know, but he just sees the open man and does it. Blake Bear right there playing up high on the defense. Kicks the ball, but that's all right. It's a great aggressive play. I like seeing him do that. He knows he's got a 2:50 left to play in the quarter, and those subs will come back in for him so he can go hard. Only want 1-3-1 zone defense with him up top, and it's a great job. Derek Lang has it up top about 35 feet from the hoop. Gets it to Morette. Morette swings it down to Bankston in the deep corner for another three, and it's good. So Christian Bankston is on fire right now with three threes on the contest. In the first period, they're up 15-11. Sheridan is over the Blue Demons.
Blue Demons with the ball. Baker, left side to Ryan Sarver. Ryan Sarver looks. Motion offense here. Baker up top. Kicks it over to the right side. Vic Sanders. Vic will dribble
nice.
In.
Nice.
Just pulled his man off, and he scores the layup. Kind of went on the left-hand side there with his right hand behind the head, but in control. Puts it off the glass.
I like Vic looking for the shot. You know, that's not usually the game. They don't look for him to get the points. They want to play good defense. But, boy, he recognized an opportunity and took advantage. Good job, Vic Sanders.
Came back on the defense there. Got right in the face of
Willie Felderman. No basket and gets the rebound.
Baker brings the ball back up quick. Little floater in the lane, and it's good.
Little burst of energy out of the Blue Demons, both offense and defensive sides. Good job. T.J. Hawkins gets it, drives to the lane. Yes, it is. T.J. got it way outside, about 30 feet, drove to the middle of the lane, and two defenders came on him, Ryan Sarver and Vic Sanders, and they did a great job causing, again, T.J. to shuffle his feet, just like we saw earlier when that low double team comes in on him.
Again, the Blue Demons using good help defense there.
And that's what's great about Coach Archer is able to go nine deep on this bench, keep them fresh, and really get after them and keep the energy up at a high level. That's what it's going to take.
Ryan Sarver with the drive. Cut off by the defender. Tries to kick the ball in. Knocked out of bounds.
Fortunate there that they knocked it out. Willie Felderman did. That was an ill-advised pass to Luke Sarver. The brothers with that twin connection don't want to make that happen, but it would have been better if he just pivoted out and kicked it back out and reset the offense.
Ryan Sarver to inbounds the ball. Looking for the open man. Blake Bear up top. Squares up. Passes the ball into Vic. Vic kicks it over to Matt. Matt with the drive. A little floater again. It's good.
Boy, he gets that going. You know, there's a confidence level in him, and Matt's a very confident player, but, boy, he gets a couple of those floaters. It's going to be lights out all night. Derek Lang gets it to Bankston on the near side, back to Blang, looking inside to T.J. Hawkinson. He gets it. He dumps it to Willie Felderman, who's coming in the low block and gets it put up. Nice little ball movement inside out, working around for the Sheridan Chargers. They tie it back up with 1:04 left in the first period. 17-17 is their score.
Baker with the ball. Kicks it to the left side. Blake Bear assesses the situation. Finds Vic Sanders cutting through. Over to Ryan. Ryan down low to Blake Bear. Blake squared up. Put the ball off the glass. It comes off to the left side of the rim. Rebound Sheridan.
Got a little bump, and he just couldn't quite get himself totally finished that shot, but nice try. T.J. Hawkins gets it up at the 18-foot mark right at the top of the key. Kicks it to Willie Felderman, who tries to drive, nothing there. Gets to Morette. But Morette, before he can get a shot off, which was short, travels. So the point guard travels for Sheridan, Ben Morette. So the ball will be turned over. Blue Demons get it. Ryan Sarvage set to check the ball into Blake Bear. Matt Baker.
Baker talking to Coach Archer. He's got the play now. Brings it to the half-court strike. 28 seconds here in the first quarter. Score's tied, 17-17. Looks like the Blue Demons might be holding out for the last shot. 20 seconds now on the clock. Baker with the ball.
Christian Bankston guarding him from Sheridan, but has about a 10-foot gap between him, so not even getting the 5 seconds. So Matt Baker content to just dribble at half-court.
9 seconds now on the clock. Blue Demons running to the offense. Baker over to Ryan Sarver. Ryan Sarver with the shot off the back of the rim. And that's going to do it for the end of the first half. I don't believe that shot went up in time.
So we are tied up after one period of play. The Blue Demons and Sharon Chargers, just the game you would expect out of these two conference foes. 17-17 is our score. With the quarter break, we're going to take a timeout to get a word in from our sponsors.
You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIIC Thunder Country.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Albia Community High School. Albia Blue Demons taking on the Sheraton Chargers in South Central Conference action. And we are tied up after one period of play. 17-17 is our score. Got two teams that are tied atop the conference standing at 4-1 apiece. Albia was able to win the game down in Sheraton early in the year. Sheraton is looking to avenge that loss and stay in control of the conference title here.
Yeah, Bankston's had a real good first quarter. He had three three-pointers above his average of 7-9 already.
Ball gets into Sheraton, starts the ball with possession. T.J. Hawkins tries to swing it, but Tanner Wynn and Vic Sanders able to deflect it and get the turnover. Tanner Wynn brings it up in the front court.
Tanner back out to Vic. Vic to Zach. Zach with a good fake. Dribbles in, kicks it back out to Tanner. Tanner Wynn gives it to Matt Baker. Baker drives, kicks out to Mason. Looks like they're going to have a charge on Matt Baker. After he let that ball go, he continued his momentum right into a Sheraton defender.
Yep, Derek Lang was able to get himself set. He's not being guarding Matt, but he was able to get himself set to try to draw that charge. So Matt will adjust to that, make sure he floats a little bit more and tries to avoid that contact, realizing they're coming in for the charge. So Derek Lang will get it on the near side, gets it back over to Moret at the point. Looks down to Willie Felderman at the deep corner on the far side. Felderman swings it up to T.J. Hawkinson, who gets it back to Derek Lang, who's come back out on the far corner. Drives in, puts up a little five-foot runner, can't get it. Vic Sanders with the rebound.
That was a good, strong rebound by Vic. He had his man sealed. Tanner Wynn throws it into Mason. Mason to Zach Hugan. Folks, if you could have seen that, Tanner Wynn was on the left-hand side, Mason on the right-hand side. Mason caught the ball. He's going out of bounds, found Zach Hugan cutting through the lane, soft off the glass, 2 points Albia.
Great recognition out of the Blue Demons all the way, starting with Vic Sanders' rebound and going through Tanner Wynn, Mason it ends to Zach. Good job out of the Blue Demons. 19-17 is their score. Sheraton has the ball, working it around, trying to get a good look, trying to see if Bankston's got any more in him. He gets up to Willie Felderman at the elbow, puts up an elbow shot. Tanner Wynn gets the far side rebound.
Tanner Wynn pushes the ball up to Matt Baker. Baker with the dribble in the drive. Goes up, had to change his shot, had a couple of Sheraton defenders there. Sheraton with the rebound.
Derek Lane gets the ball, puts up a little 10-footer from the short elbow, and able to get it to drop. So Derek Lane gets his first bucket of the night. Ties the score up 19-19 with 6:20 in the first half.
Albia with the ball. Tanner Wynn out front, directing traffic. Kicks it to Vic. Vic over to Mason, being patient. Oh, he found Vic cutting through the lane. Just missed the pass with it. Vic had come off a pick on the far side, and Mason lobbed that up. Just missed him off his hands, out of bounds.
A well-designed play. Just couldn't get the pass to Vic, and Vic not able to get up high enough to get that. Just a little too high for him. Bankston gets it on the far side. Derek Lang has it about 22 feet. Looks to bring it to the near side to Moret. Moret checks the offense, swings it back around to Bankston. Bankston kicks it back down to the deep corner and on the right side to Lang, who sees T.J. Hawkinson at the baseline, puts up a little 15-footer, ball goes long, but Bankston is able to get the rebound for Sheraton. Moret gets it and gets it back to Lang. Lang drives to the elbow, deflected by Zach Hugan to pass to Willie Felderman. He's able to get it, goes up with the shot, and I believe Mason Cox is going to get the little body on the shot. But a nice job, Zach Hugan deflected the initial entry pass into Willie Felderman, but Felderman able to get the ball off the deflection. Mason Cox trying to come to help and unfortunately put a little too much body on him. Excuse me, check that. That's going to be on Vic Sanders. That's his first foul, so Mason Cox still with none on the night. Willie Felderman will go to the line shooting two free throws, hits the first one. He's a 65% free throw shooter on the night. Averages 13 points a game, but only his third point of the evening. The senior from Sheraton goes up for second free throw. Shot up, hits the back of the iron, but drops in. So that with that, Sheraton has taken the lead 21-19 with 5:40 in the first half.
And Matt Baker dribbles the ball up the court. Passes Tanner Wynn at the top of the key. Over to Mason Cox on the right-hand side. Mason with the dribble drive. Kicks it back out. Oh, Bankston right there. Quick hands. Deflected that ball right back. Sheridan's ball now.
Mason trying to make something happen a little quicker than he needed to, and just a pass was deflected, and Bankston was able to get it. Sheridan moving the ball really well around that perimeter out. Derek Lang, the sophomore, takes a 25-footer, hits the back of the iron, doesn't drop. Zach Huken controls the rebound. Tanner Wynn drives in hard. No call on the shot. Derek Lang put a lot of body on him, but no foul called. Rebound controlled by Sheridan, and Derek Lang brings it, gets it to the free throw line right inside the paint, banks the shot in, gets the two-pointer. So with a little flurry of activity, Sheridan now has a 23-19 lead over the Blue Demons.
Baker with the ball, dribbles it in. So he stopped, found Zach Huken, cutting back in on the opposite side, puts it in.
Great job out of Matt Baker. You know, he's a great scorer, but he's really learning to develop his assist game and really seeing his teammates, and he's got great scores to help him. So nice job out of him to get that ball to Zach Huken. Ball deflected, trying to get into T.J. Hawkins, and went off T.J.'s leg, and so it'll be a turnover on the Blue Demons. So as the entry pass tried to come in, the Blue Demons had a nice double team once again, causing T.J. Hawkins, and the second leading scorer for Sheridan, a little trouble inside.
Again, we see that help defense paying off with that turnover there. McSander sets a screen for Tanner Wynn. T.J. went for the steal. Missed it. Tanner with the pass over to Matt Baker. Matt for three on the right-hand side. Comes off the glass. Zach Huken tried to keep it alive. Sheridan with the rebound.
Willie Felderman gets it to Derek Lang, and comes up court. Zach Huken trailing, tries to get the little steal from behind. But just as he does, Derek Lang dribbles to his left and is able to draw the foul from off of Zach Huken. Just the first foul for Zach, so not a big foul trouble. It is the sixth team foul for the Blue Demons. So the next foul will put Sheridan in the bonus with 4:16 left in the first half. Derek Lang is set to check the ball in for Sheridan. Gets it into Bankston. Gets it at the three-point line and gets it right back to Derek Lang. Looks inside or out to the baseline to Willie Felderman. They're swinging the ball around on the top side. Gets it all the far side to Derek Lang. He looks inside to T.J. Hawkins, but Zach Huken, the All-State corner and safety, plays great on football. He just about intercepted that pass into T.J. Hawkins in the baseline. Vic Sanders doing a good job posting him up, playing post defense from behind. Again, Sheridan, no, we'll keep ball. The ball knocked loose. Gets it, the inbound pass goes to Bankston, who is hot. Ben Hott takes a three-pointer, bounces high, hits the top of the backboard, will be out of bounds. So the Blue Demons will take over on the turnover from the shot from Bankston. Matt Baker brings it up with 4 minutes left in the first half. Again, Blue Demons trail by two, 23-21 is our score.
Baker brings it across the half-court line. Out to Zach Huken on the right-hand side. Mason Cox posting up, kicks it out to Tanner Wynn. Tanner finds Mason on the outside with a three-point attempt, and it's good.
That's Mason. Just a great combination. When you drive and can kick out to Mason Cox, who's got himself set, he will nail that three-pointer more often than he'll ever miss. Nice job of recognition out of Tanner Wynn and get that shot to Mason Cox. Try to lob pass in deep to T.J. Hawkinson on a low block. Do get it to him. Tanner Wynn just leaning a little bit, a little too much for the officials liking. T.J. Hawkinson will make the bucket and get the bonus, the extra, the end one. And that will bring Blake Bear to sub in for Tanner Wynn, who now has two fouls in the game. Tanner, I thought, did a nice job, but just maybe just a little extra lean at the very end. The official thought was too much. Certainly seen more contact on the other end that wasn't called, but we'll see what happens. T.J. Hawkinson rattles around, no good. Zach Huken with the rebound.
Zach Huken kicks the ball up to Mason Cox. Mason dribbles it down, kicks back to Matt Baker. Baker squares up, gets a set, shoots a three-pointer, and it's good.
That, again, that drive and kick will be open all night long. We've got good ball handlers on the court. They just need to do that and look for that open man. Derek Lang drives in the lane, kicks it out to Bankston, gets it back to Lang at the three-point line, who swings it to Moret, who looks inside to Willie Felderman on the low block. Felderman kicks it back out to Moret for a three-pointer in front of the student section. Goes long, nothing but air. Blake Bear controls the rebound, driving hard, going to the hoop. Takes it coast to coast all the way in and gets a left-handed layup. Nice left hand out of the sophomore, Blake Bear.
That was good hustle, and he saw that the defender never got set, so he just kept taking it right at him.
Great recognition, great speed and strength.
He was able to dribble it all the way to the hoop.
T.J. Hawkinson takes one and just inside the three-point line, gets the two-pointer, a nice little 18-foot jump shot out of him. And with that, Sheridan, Coach Schooley wants a timeout as the Albion regained the lead, 29-27. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Albion, again, has a 29-27 lead, but T.J. Hawkinson able to hit that little two-pointer, has 10 on the night. Again, has done a great job as the sophomore. He averages almost 19 a contest. So he's well on his way to his average, but the Blue Demons, how about that, Todd? Driving in and kicking it to the open man.
Yeah, both teams playing with the up-tempo, and on the Blue Demons side, just dribbling the ball in. Once that help defender drops back to help out, kick the ball right back out. We saw it a couple plays in row now with Mason getting the bucket, and then with Matt Baker scoring the bucket.
So you know, what you got to think will happen, and I know Sheridan's a very well-conditioned team, but you know they're not subbing a tremendous amount. In fact, none of the starters are still out there. We're still bringing ours in. We've seen this year, game in and game out, second half. We continue at attack, and there goes Matt Baker.
Matt dribbles down in the lane, pulls up, Usually you see him go float in, but he stopped there, pulled up. Nice jump shot from about 6 feet out. Puts it down.
He does a great job when he does drive of elevating so high, but I really like him when he pulls up for that little jumper because it's just he can create separation with that, and nobody's going to stop that. Dumping past the Felderman, who sees on the other low block T.J. Hawkinson, so block-to-block work and gets the easy two-pointer. T.J. Hawkinson does share it and brings it back within two again.
31-29, Blue Demons. Matt Baker with the drive, kicks out to Luke Sarver. Luke drives it hard to the lane, gets fouled by number 23.
Willie Felderman, the senior. So that's another thing you want to attack. Try to see if we can get some foul trouble. Although that being said, that's just the third team foul for Sheraton. So very disciplined team not to get themselves into foul trouble.
So a good drive there by Luke Sarver. He'll have two shots on the line. First shot is up, and it's good. Blue Demons right now with Blake Bear, Matt Baker, Luke Sarver, Vic Sanders, and Ryan Sarver out on the court. Luke with the second shot here.
Good one.
And it rattles out. Sheraton with the rebound.
Look good. Luke Sarver's done a nice job this year, but just rattled in and out. Sheraton gets the rebound, brings it up. Bankston gets in the near court. Looks, surveys the land, doesn't see anything. Gets it back to Moretta, top. He's trying to get it to Derek Lang, but Derek has to come all the way over and get the handoff from him right at half court. Derek tries to attack, but Blake Bear is harassing him very, very well. Again, the Blue Demons are not 1-3-1 zone defense. They kick it out to the far baseline to Bankston. Hits a rebound, or shot goes long. Luke Sarver gets it. Matt Baker quickly brings it into the front court.
Ooh, Bankston was trying to come from behind, and Baker stopped. Felderman, or Bankston runs right into him. Going to be a foul.
How about the speed of Baker when he gets that ball? I mean, he covers a lot of ground quickly.
He is very quick. Blue Demons inbounds the ball now. Ryan Sarver over to Luke Sarver. Luke passes out to Matt Baker. Just about picked off at Bankston. Blake Bear with the drive and kick out to Ryan Sarver. Just off the hoop. Vic Sanders tips it, keeps it alive.
Oh, Vic had good box out. No, they're saying a foul. That must be on Luke. Because Vic had great position on that box out, did a great job. Indeed, they are. I'm going to say Luke Sarver, and he did come in trying to crash and help. Did not realize that Vic had a great position on it, and that's unfortunate for the Blue Demons. Again, that's the eighth team foul for the Blue Demons. So Sheraton is in the bonus situation. Derek Lang will go to the line shooting free throws for the Sheraton Chargers. Derek Lang is a 90% free throw shooter on the season. So he's about like I was in high school, Todd.
That's about 50% more than what I was in high school, Dan.
Makes the first one, Derek Lang does. That's the fifth point for him on the night. Again, comes in averaging almost 25 points on a contest. Goes up for a second one, wanting to bring this game within one if he can get this free throw to drop. Second one up, hits the back of the iron, but drops right in, so brings the score 32-31. The Blue Demons with the slight advantage.
Blue Demons with the ball now. Matt Baker dribbling at the top of the key. Good defense by Bankston there. Baker wisely passes off to Blake Bear. Blake Bear back up top to Ryan Sarver, top of the key. Looks down low to Luke. Luke kicks it back out. Swings the ball over to Blake Bear. Blake at the top. Comes over to Luke Sarver. Luke drives, kicks out to Ryan. Ryan looked for a skip pass. Wisely decided not to do that. Sheraton was ready for that one. Passes to Blake Bear. Blake drives, and he lands right into the chest of
T.J. Hawkinson.
T.J. Hawkinson. That's going to be a charge on Blake Bear. Sheraton's ball trailing 31-32 with 54 seconds left to go in the first half.
I like Blake's aggressiveness, but he just didn't recognize that T.J. was already there, ready to get himself set, and he had himself positioned really well. Great aggressive play by Blake Bear, the sophomore, trying to make the most of his opportunity there. 55 seconds left in the first half. The Blue Demons have the slight advantage. 32-31 is our score. Again, the Blue Demons, a great contest here. Two teams tied atop the South Central Conference at a 4-1 mark. So the winner here will be in the driver's seat to try to win that conference outright. And both squads have that as their goal for the season. Sheraton gets it to Willie Felderman, who takes a shot from the baseline at 18 feet, doesn't go in. T.J. Hawkinson gets the rebound. A little extra body action going in there on Ryan Sarver. Luke Sarver against T.J. Hawkinson. It'll get a little chippy from time to time, and you'll see these teams. Neither team will back down from that. We'll see if the officials will be able to keep control of that. That is the second foul on Luke Sarver, just as quick as he's gotten him. Luke will go to the bench here after that foul. Zach Cuban will be set to check in for the Blue Demons. And again, T.J. Hawkinson in the bonus situation, a double bonus, so we'll shoot two. And so T.J. will shoot two free throws. First one up, comes a little short, but rattles in. T.J. just a 59% free throw shooter on the season, but gets the first one to drop. Again, Zach Cuban coming in for Luke Sarver.
That ties the game at 32. One shot left coming here from T.J.
46 seconds left in the first half. Makes the second one, so Sheraton takes the lead back at 33-32.
Bobby Wimbaugh's ball. Matt Baker dribbles at half court. Calls a play in. Looks like Sheridan's going to let him dribble the ball. Bankston comes out to guard him. Baker again, just at top, right across the half-court line, just dribbling the ball. Defense is sagged back a little bit. Looks like the Demons are going to possibly wait for one shot here.
Gets about that 12-second mark, and then they'll run their play.
Bankston sneaks up. Baker drives, kicks over to Zach Hugan. Zach with the skip pass over to Matt Baker. Matt for three. Misses, 6.7 seconds left.
And TJ did not realize the time. Blue Demons will get the ball back with 4 seconds. TJ thought the time was almost expired, did not realize that it wasn't that much less time, did not check the clock before he chucked it from three-quarters court. Blue Demons with 4 seconds and a full-court press being implored by Sheraton.
Ryan Sarver kicks the ball into Matt Baker. Baker drives it down. 1 second left to go, puts it up, and just misses the three-pointer.
Again, covers a lot of ground, gets it at the one free throw line, that takes a shot from the three-point line at the other side, but misses. That's where we are at halftime, folks. Blue Demons trail by one. 32-33 is our score. We're going to take a short timeout, get a word in from our sponsors, and we'll give you highlights from the first action as well as the whole complete game. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Southern Iowa sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. I'm Dan Stocker. With me is Todd Ratliff, and back on the board is Scotty Fry, keeping it all straight, keeping us going. We have got a great night for you here tonight, folks. Again, we had the girls' game earlier. Albia Lady D's taking on the Sheraton Chargers. After trailing by 6 at halftime, the Lady D's were able to bounce back with a 47-43 victory, doing a nice job staying perfect on the season in conference play. Really got themselves in the driver's seat for the conference title, which is a wonderful season for them. Will roll into well for the tournament play. The boys, not to be outdone, have got themselves a dogfight just like they would expect. It is trailing, Albie is 32-33, just like what you would expect from the squad. Both teams come in 4-1 in conference play, sitting on top of the conference in South Central Conference action. Centerville's nipping at their heels at a 3-1 mark, so just one game or half game back. The winner of this contest will be in a good spot to try to control their own destiny with just a few games left to secure their conference berth. With that, I got Todd, why don't you go through the first half stats for us here for both squads.
Yeah, leading the way for the Demons is Matt Baker with 14 points. Mason Cox kicked in 5 points. Zach Hugan with 4. Vic Sanders with 4. Blake Bear with 2. Tanner Wynn with 2. And Luke Sarver with 1. For Sheraton, they're led by TJ Hawkinson. He has 14 points. Bankston, with those three quick three-pointers in the first quarter, has 9 points. Derek Lang with 6. And Willie Felderman kicked in 4 points.
So, good job there. And we just hear the crowd noise in the back. I was just paying attention there, Todd. I apologize. We've got recognizing the three different classes over the last 100 years that have made it to the state tournament for the Blue Demons. Quite a cross section. It's just nice to see these young and older men come out here and be represented. So it's just great job. Great job out of them and being a nice recognition here. 100 years of basketball in Albie Community High School. And really sets the tone for what hopes to be a great second half here for us. As you look at the Again, as you look at that first half stats there, you know, Sheraton actually has a few more turnovers than us, 8-5. Steals is 2-1. Sheraton has the advantage there. Rebounding, rebounding the much taller Sheraton team, 13-10. So I think that's huge for us. We've got to continue to be strong like that and continue to get those rebounds and get those turnovers.
Yeah, you know, I was just watching these guys out here, too.
It's mesmerizing, isn't it?
It is. That group of seniors on that team that Coach Archer took to state a few years back, that was the last year that I coached junior high basketball here. They were the eighth graders, and, boy, we sure had fun with that group. They worked hard, and that paid off all the way through their high school career.
And what was really impressive, I thought, too, is, you know, they qualified as a 3A school. You know, back then, the way that was the structure goes, you know, we were a 3A school, so we're playing much bigger schools. In fact, when we got the state tournament, we were the smallest 3A school, and I think we were the smallest 3A school in the whole state that year, quite honestly. But obviously, then we were the smallest one in the state tournament. But what a job they did that year. I remember that game just like it was yesterday down in Ottumwa in that sub-state final game. It was just nuts down there. The sound was just wonderful. You know, not only from that class, but then the class of 67, I believe, was the other year, and was it 76? I can't remember my years now. Just a great job out of them. The guys have just done a phenomenal job of getting in there and those teams. And those of us that have played here have nothing but the respect for them because those are the guys we played for as we were going through some of those older classes. Some of these younger guys are playing for the ones that came before them. So great job out of them. We've got, again, a great contest here. We've got just about 3 minutes left before the second half starts here. Albie is trailing 32-33 against Sheraton Chargers. We look for a great second half. You know, for Sheraton, Derek Lang, the leading scorer for Sheraton, comes in at 25 points a game, only has 6 so far, so he's been held in check. So that's a good job by the Blue Demons. Christian Bankston, one of the seniors starting in here, has 9 points. Willie Felderman, another senior, has 4. TJ Hawkinson has 14, so he's well on his way to surpass his 19-point average. So a good start for them. Mixing it up, we're getting good scoring out of all their positions. The Blue Demons really going to that 1-3-1 zone defense. We'll see if they can maintain that and try to keep the Sheraton Chargers off balance.
Yeah, you know, on that defense, once they found where Bankston was. They shut him down, and their help defense on the inside helped create those rebounds to give them the rebound advantage here at half. So if they can continue to do that, should look to have a successful second half.
Well, as the teams come back on the court to get warmed up, we're going to take a short time out, get a word in from our sponsors. Again, you're listening to Southern Iowa sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Did you know the falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. Again, we're bringing you great coverage of Southern Iowa sports with Albia Blue Demons hosting the Sheraton Chargers at halftime. The score is 32-33. The Blue Demons trail by one. A great first half of action. I'm Dan Stockard. With me is Todd Ratliff. Todd, what do you expect here in the second half?
Well, I expect the Blue Demons will come out and they'll try to run the ball. You know, Sheraton didn't do much sub in that first half. I don't think they go real deep on their bench. So if we can look to get some pressure on them, run the ball, maybe wear them out, take that into the fourth quarter, a close game, I think we'd have a big advantage there.
Yeah, and certainly their scoring is led by their top three, which is Derek Ling, T.J. Hawkinson, and Willie Felderman. And after that, there's really not a scoring threat, so controlling those three would be good, although Christian Bankston had a great first half, but we kind of shut him down, as you mentioned earlier. Blue Demons start with the possession on the second half.
Mason Cox with the ball, left-hand side, tries a little alley-oop pass, a little contact in there, nothing called.
How's that not a foul? I'm just sorry. Willie Felderman right into Zach Hugan as they did the alley-oop and just bumps him all the way out of the picture. I just don't know how you don't call that one.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact there. Sheraton now with the ball.
Derek Lang swings over Banks to see if he's got the trigger on the other side of the end, but T.J. Hawkins is able to get the rebound. Dalton Peterson starting again the second half straight up, but can't alter the shot. Any T.J. Hawkinson is able to get the bucket.
Went right over the top of him here. Matt Baker brings the ball up. Pushes the ball left over to Mason Cox. Mason looks inside, swings it back to the right. Zach Hugan now over to Tanner Wynn.
Dalton Peterson gets it up top of the three-point line, gets it to Zach Hugan. Zach Hugan sees Matt Baker coming around. Matt Baker puts up a shot, but there's a foul whistle called before it. It's going to be a foul. I think we're going to get laid a little moving screen on it there. And that's going to be on, indeed it is, on Dalton Peterson.
That'll be Dalton's third. Coach Archer doesn't take much time. Goes right to the bench, brings in Vic Sanders. Vic had a couple of nice plays in that first half there. 4 points. He'll replace Dalton now with three fouls. Sheraton with the ball. Bankston inbounds it. Ball goes over to Morritt.
Morritt gets it back to Bankston, who's looking inside of T.J. Hawkins. Vic Sanders, good defense on him. Post defense, double team comes quickly. T.J. tries to force the action, gets to Morritt at the elbow, gets to Derek Lang at the three-point line. Derek dribbles a little bit. Matt Baker well guarded on him. Again, the 1-3-1 zone defense for the Blue Demons. Gets to Willie Felderman in the deep corner on the far side. Swings it back around the top to Derek Lang, who drives the left side, kicks it out to Morritt. The three-point line. He comes around top. Bankston look inside to T.J. Hawkinson about 17 feet. T.J. gives it a moment, but kicks it all the way to the other side to Derek Lang. Shot up and good. Three-pointer for Derek Lang. 38-32 is our score.
Short and patient there with that offensive set. Albia Blue Demons now bring it back. Matt Baker guarded by Bankston. Dribbles out front. Kicks it left to Zach Hugan. Zach with the drive. Looks for the kick out to Tanner Wynn. Tanner with the fake. Into Vic. Vic right back out to Matt Baker. Matt with the drive, goes around a couple of defenders. Little floater misses. Tanner Wynn right there for the putback.
Matt Baker with the assist, as far as I'm concerned. That ball went right over the top. Tanner Wynn was in the right spot, put the ball up, and got the bucket. Ball comes up for Sheraton. I get it. Derek Lang comes back to Morritt, who takes a couple dribbles. Wants to get it back to Derek Lang, who's at about 30 feet at top of the key. Tries to drive on Matt Baker. Nothing there. Gets it to Moret. Goes to Willie Felderman at the low post. Gets it in there, but Mason Cox, good defense. And as Mason Cox gets the rebound, Willie Felderman pulls the foul, swiping at the ball.
Yeah, Mason did a good job there. Instead of watching the ball, he boxed out his guy, then turned, grabbed the ball, and Felderman right over his back.
And, folks, we're getting a little bit of the news here, too, and I believe this is fairly accurate and correct information. Matt Baker is dangerously close to setting the all-time scoring, being the all-time scoring leader for Albia. Came into the night needing to amass 1,041 points total, and he's close to that right now. I don't have it officially, but I think he might be within 4 points of that.
Zach Hugan right there with the ball, took a drive across the lane with his left hand, little scoop underneath, and scores the bucket.
Derek Lane gets it, swings it all the way to Bankston, and gets it to Moret, back to Bankston at the low at the corner. She throws it out there to no one in particular. Moret tries to save it. He's going to get an over-the-back call. Just Bankston got off balance going baseline, and ran into a host of Blue Demons as he's going there and caused the turnover. So Zach Hugan will check it into Matt Baker.
Two-point game now. Sheraton up 38-36. Baker with the drive, floating in the air. A lot of contact there. Number 23, that's Felderman.
Willie Felderman, the senior, gets the call, and that's a good call out of the officials there. Matt Baker will go to the line. Again, folks, we know unofficially, with four more points, that Matt Baker will at least tie, if not take over, the scoring lead for the history of Albia Blue Demon basketball. What a great night to do that on the celebration of 100 years of basketball. So we'll see if we can't get that. There's one, so he's a little closer at 15 points on the night now.
So Baker makes the first, gets set for the second.
If he can make this, he will tie the ball game, as important as the scoring leader, and does do that. 38-38 is our score. 5 minutes left in the third period. The game is all tied 38. Derek Lang brings the ball up for the Chargers. Gets it to the near side to Moret, who dribbles to the right side. Tries to get down, nothing inside to T.J. Hawkins. And swings it to the far side of the deep corner to Bankston, who gets inside to Willie Felderman. Stripped by Tanner Wynn. Ball popped loose out of there, but the Sheraton is able to get that on the tip out. Derek Lang resets the offense. Takes a moment to gather himself way out high, about 30 feet out. Bankston gets it on the near side, swings it back across the top to Derek Lang. Looks inside, trying to see T.J. Hawkinson, but he's not open. Derek Lang tries to penetrate, can't get it there. Gets it over the far side, get dump into Willie Felderman with the low block, who kicks it out to Moret, who sees a wide open Bankston at the elbow. Three-point line shot goes up, no good. T.J. Hawkinson with the rebound and the putback takes the lead for Sheraton again, 40-38.
Matt Baker pushes the ball up. Zach Hugan. Zach drives into the lane. Got a block from Felderman.
That was a lot of contact with no call again for the Sheraton Chargers. Derek Lang takes it, dribbles into the free throw line, puts up a jumper, can't get it. Tanner Wynn gets the rebound, doesn't see the defender. Bankston, and finally the officials say that's enough of that contact. We're going to have to call some. Bankston with Christian Bankston will get the foul. That'll be, I believe, the third team foul on Sheraton in this quarter alone. It'll be the second foul for Bankston.
So from the side, Mason Cox inbounds to Matt Baker. Matt Baker at the top of the key. Directing traffic, looks like there's screen for him. Comes off that screen, dribbles right into the lane, elevates up. Draws the foul.
Going to be the foul on the floor. So good job of attacking. Again, I think the recognition maybe out of the Blue Demons that if we can get to Sheraton to be a little more conscientious of foul trouble, that will only they're going to give them the act of shooting. So that's good. So, folks, if I'm going to go ahead and call it, I can be wrong. I'm going to say if he makes these two, he will have tied the scoring record. Well on his way to surpassing it. Matt Baker, the junior, first of two free throws. First one up and good. So that is 17 on the night. Brings the team within one of Sheraton. 39-40 is our score. And with this, we're going to call it as setting the record. Second one up, and it's good. And indeed, he gets it. And with that, Ryan Sarver checks in for Mason Cox. So with that, congratulations to Matt Baker. Outstanding young man who's got another great season ahead of him. But boy, he's doing a great one for the Blue Demons tonight with 18 points on the contest.
I look down, I see Matt Baker's parents, and they're smiling. They're pretty excited for him. That's good. He's got the nod from Dad.
Yep.
So Matt Baker puts a lot of time and effort in.
Oh, I tell you, there's nobody in that gym more. He deserves everything he's gotten. Sheraton with the ball. Gets it to Lang. Lang kicks it over to Bankston. Bankston tries to penetrate, drives out of control. Going to get the foul call. Boy, I tell you, I don't like that. When a player's out of control, I don't like players getting rewarded with a foul call.
He had his head turned sideways, his eyes closed. He wasn't sure what was going to happen there.
He was hoping to wake up before tomorrow. Sheraton will get the ball, check it in the baseline. Derek Langle looks to get it into Bankston. Nothing there, but then Bankston pops loose on the far corner. Gets the ball up top to Derek Lang and wants to set the offense. Gets it over to Moret. Moret dumps it in, or lobs it in, excuse me, T.J. Hawkinson, who pops out for a 15-footer. Ball goes long. Tanner Wynn with a weak side rebound. Goes in and gets the outlet pass to Zach Hugan.
Hugan will bring it across the stripe. Looks to the corner where Ryan Sarver set up. Long shot. Misses. Tanner Wynn right there for the rebound.
Oh. Ill-advised pass.
Tried to kick it back out to Matt. TJ Lang with a fancy pass over the back of his head.
To Bankston.
Right to Bankston. Bankston with the layup.
Gets 11 points, Christian Bankston has, and takes the shirt and back up by 42-40 with 3 minutes left in the third period.
Matt Baker with the ball up top. Looks right, goes to Zach Hugan. Nice cut, Tanner Wynn cutting through the lane, gets the ball. Down low to Ryan Sarver, maybe one too many passes there.
Yeah. Now if Ryan's going to do that, he needs to do it quick, or otherwise just go ahead and take it up and hope to get draw the foul. I know that the defenders were tall, but you can try to power through that. T.J. Hawkins gets it up top to the three-point line, finds Willie Felderman in the deep corner. They swing the ball around the top, Sheraton does, to Derek Lang on the far side, gets it back to Moret at the elbow, dumps it off to Hawkinson just on the low block, who kicks it out to Bankston, swinging the ball around Sheraton is against that 1-3-1 zone defense. Bankston drives baseline, then kicks it up to Moret at the top. Willie Felderman about 18 feet, no shot. Takes it, ball moving around there. Sheraton's really trying to get a good look, and indeed Bankston gets one off a three-pointer, makes it from the deep corner on the far side. Makes the lead 5 for Sheraton, 45-40 is our score.
That's 14 points for Bankston. Matt Baker with the ball. Pass the ball to the left-hand side. Back up top, now to Tanner Wynn. Tanner dribbles down the right. Looks in the corner, Ryan Sarver looking inside, nothing there. Back out top to Matt Baker. Baker with the drive. Pull up three. Off the rim, Vic Sanders fights for the rebound.
Scrambling, Ryan Sarver on the ground. Tanner Wynn, a lot of hustle off of Sheraton. It'll be Albion's ball. Good hustle out of the Blue Demons. Started with Vic Sanders in the lane trying to poke that ball loose. Ryan Sarver on the floor. Tanner Wynn. Tanner Wynn alertly got up off the ground so he wouldn't get called for the travel. When he got it, Sheraton popped the blue ball loose and kicked it out of bounds, but Albie retains possession.
Got some substitutes now for the Demons. We got Blake Bear in there. It's Luke Sarver, Ryan Sarver, Matt Baker, and Vic Sanders. Blake Bear with the ball, top of the key. Directing traffic. Kicks it left over to Ryan Sarver. Ryan back up top to Matt. Matt with the dribble.
A little confusion on the Blue Demons there. Ryan kind of got in the road. And Coach Archer recognized that the offense wasn't set in their regular flow, so he's going to want a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Again, the Blue Demons find themselves trailing in the third quarter, 40-45, so they're down by 5 with a minute 29 left in the game. Or, excuse me, 29 left in the third quarter. The Blue Demons have done a nice job attacking the hoop. I've got 4 fouls on Sheraton right now, so that's a lot better than the first half, but there's certainly been a lot of contact not called, and I don't care if I'm biased. I'm going to stay that way. I still think there should have been some fouls called there for Sheraton. You get them into foul trouble. Again, they don't go to their bench. Their starters have been in there almost without exception. I can't even think of a sub that has come in at all during this game.
I don't believe there's been one.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a good condition team. They're used to it. But, you know, the way we go, you surely think we can out-hustle them and outrun them.
Baker with the drive. Kicks it out to Blake Bear. Blake over to Ryan Sarver. Sarver from the corner. Off the back of the rim. T.J. Hoxton with the rebound.
Big, strong rebound there. Luke Sarver tried to get in there but just got knocked to the floor. Moret brings the ball up for the Sheraton Chargers. Sees T.J. at the free throw line. He loses control. And they're going to say Luke Sarver got underneath them, and that's if you're going to call a touch foul like that, which I wouldn't say is not, but then let's call some of the body ones on the other end, is all I would say. You know, I understand that there was just a little too much contact. Luke got just a shade under him. That's his third foul. Coach Archer's going to leave him in for now, though. Ball inbound, T.J. Hawkins gets to the elbow, immediately attacks the hoop, spins, goes up, no good. Fighting for rebound, he is able to get it. Tries to tip the ball out to Moret, who does get control of it. Gets it to Willie Felderman. T.J. Hawkinson posting up on the low block. Gets the ball, the entry pass from Felderman. Kicks it back out. Ball worked around. Sees Bankston on the far side for three-pointer. Hesitates for a second. Doesn't take it. Drives and kicks out. And we got 3 seconds of delay by T.J. Hawkinson. He never got his foot out of the lane. He's standing there camped. Just one extra foot in there, more than he wanted. T.J. wanted to count the left foot. The official looked at the right one, said, no, that one's got to come out too.
So the Blue Demons will try to cut into this 5-point lead. 48 seconds left here in the third quarter. Blake Bear with the ball. Dribbles left, kicks to Vic. Vic Sanders from about 18 feet. Puts it up out of the rim. Ryan Sarver with a good rebound. Takes it back and
nice,
strong.
Nice, strong take, though. I know it didn't go in.
Oh, and then he trying to be aggressive after the shot, after he missed it. Got a little push in the back. And it'll be a foul on Ryan Sarver. I think that's just one on Ryan.
Yeah. And I think that's a case where Ryan was disappointed. He didn't make that two-footer. He did a great job. He just didn't drop. And then you can't take a miss and make it worse by fouling the guy. And you just put a little too much body on him. And that was the right call, unfortunately. Under 30 seconds in the third period. Again, the Blue Demons trailing by 5. 40-45 is our score here. Moretz dribbling the ball up high, trying to stall out the game if he can, see if he can't get the last shot here. Gives it to Derek Lang, who's well guarded by Blake Bear. Blake Bear actually going on man on Derek Lang the whole way here. really harassing Derek, working him hard. Derek, Matt, Blake, Barrett, gets the steal. He doesn't need a steal. Goes the length of the court. Up, layup a little strong. Misses. Luke Sarver gets the rebound. Fish is going to say he tiptoed out of bounds, Luke Sarver. Blake Barrett did a good job on that, but he needed to try to slow himself up at the very end. It just went too strong to the hoop. Blake Barrett, great defensive effort, though. Keep it up, Blake. Don't quit now. 3 seconds on the clock. Sharon's wanting to get one last shot up.
Okay, here we just want
big
to play
in-court pass,
defense.
Gets it to T.J. Hawkins, who drives the length, drives from the...
Yeah, that
yes.
Put his shoulder down right into Vic's hand, and Vic had his feet down. Put the shoulder in the middle of Vic's chest. Vic went down. That'll be a charge with 1 second left.
And the right call. Coach Schooley thinks it's wrong, but it's absolutely the right call. T.J. just, like you said, dropped that shoulder. You can't do that. Vic Sanders had great position on him. That was a great inbounds throw. Vic actually lost the ball at first on the inbound play. Went all the way three-quarters of the length of court. And T.J. took it out right in front of his own bench and dribbled it with 1 second. I don't know if we can get anything off, but at least it's a great stop for the Blue Demons. Ryan Sarver gets it into Luke. Chucks it from three-quarters court. And it's short. So after 3 quarters of play, the Blue Demons now trail 40-45. Have to come up with a big quarter here to try to get the win and stay on top of the South Central Conference. But we're going to take a short timeout. You're listening to Todd Ratliff. I'm Dan Stocker.
Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIIC Thunder Country. Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Oh, thank you very much, Scotty Fry. Welcome back indeed, Albia Community High School, as the Albia Blue Demons taking on the Sheraton Chargers. Two teams tied on top of the South Central Conference at 4-1, each wanting to take a lead in the conference, try to get conference champions as one of their goals for each of these teams. Blue Demons are trailing after three periods of play, 40-45 is their score. Really important here. Sheraton will start with the possession, but see if we can't get a stop here, get a little momentum going Albia's way. Sheraton inbounds the ball, gets it to Moretta, top the key. Matt Baker's on him. Again, the 1-3-1 zone defense. Ball's being moving around. Derek Lang looks at the three-pointer, doesn't take it, goes to Moret. Dumps it inside to Willie Felderman, who doesn't have a shot, gets it to Moret. Moret swings it to the near side to Bankston. Tanner Wynn did a good job of jumping that pass, knocked it loose, but knocked it out of bounds in the process. So Sheraton will keep possession of the ball, but good job by the defense.
Tried to use that skip pass, and Tanner was tracking on it, just tipped the ball. Out of bounds here.
Take those all we can get. Rhett gets it, goes to Willie Felderman. They look inside to Bankston on the low post, but he doesn't want it in there. Gets it out, repositions himself. Rhett sings it out to Lang way up high atop the three-point line. Well guarded by Matt Baker. Baker gets it to Moret, who looks inside to T.J. Hawkinson, who's now at the baseline of 15 feet out. Swings it over to Bankston and gets it back to Moret. Derek Lang at three-point on the near side. Goes up short. Tanner Wynn able to get the rebound.
Tanner Wynn pushes the ball up. Doesn't look like anybody's going to stop him. He dishes off to Vic Sanders. Good pass by Tanner Wynn. Vic trailing the play.
No, Dalton Peterson.
Dalton Peterson, yep. I'm sorry. Sure, that isn't. Dalton Peterson's back in the game. Dalton Peterson just a little hard with the left hand off the basket. And on that rebound, Tanner Wynn picks up his third foul.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Dalton Peterson did a great job trailing, just unable to finish that layup. And so we'll turn the ball over again. The Blue Demons trail 40-45 with 7 minutes left in the game. Moret gets it in the front court. Swings it to Derek Lang on the near side, 30, 25 feet out. Lang swings it over to Moret. They're looking inside to get T.J. Hawkinson. He's not open. He gets it instead to Bankston in the deep corner. Moret gets it back. He looks at three-pointers, spots himself up, shoots it, misses everything. Will be a turnover for the Blue Demons. Not exactly Moret's shot. Averages only 2.5 a night, so not doesn't get you three. Ball checked in. Mason Cox bringing the ball up now, changing up the point guard. I like that change up a little bit. Mason Cox gets it to Tanner Wynn.
Tanner over the top, back to Mason. Mason spot up three-pointer, and it's good.
Boy, that looked good right when he set his feet. It just came up with a nice follow-through, hand down, and it looked great.
Nice and square when he caught that.
Yep. Gets the ball, game within 2 points. 43-45 is our score. The Blue Demons within two. Derek Lang has the ball, gets it down to Willie Felderman on the far side in the deep corner. He bobbles it a little bit, does Willie Felderman, but regains control, tries to lob way over to T.J. Hawkinson. Dalton Peterson well guarded. Zach Hugan coming to help. Again, the Blue Demons doing a good job doubling up down low.
Boy, TJ's got good hands because that pass wasn't anywhere near where he was standing. just reached out and pulled that in.
That's your All-State 3A tight end for Sheraton over there. That's him. That's those hands of his. He does a very good job. Sheraton will inbound a baseline, get it in. Oh, we got a sub in. By golly, I'm going to check my score sheet here. Brett Breda is checked in for Sheraton. So first time I've seen a sub in a long time on this slide. And Ibaka goes in and good.
Felden with the shot there. Matt Baker bringing the ball down hard. Bankston with a bump, no call. Baker gets the ball back, but fading out of bounds, throws it away.
And once again, we've got one of those frustration fouls. Matt Baker came down, got it blocked, couldn't get the put back, got a little frustrated and just trying to be a little too aggressive coming up, trying to get a steal loose, and instead pulled a foul. Will be his third foul. Certainly in the fourth quarter, Matt Baker, three fouls. You'll play all night long.
Coach Archer going to the bench again, bringing Vic Sanders in with fresh legs.
Coming in for Dalton Peterson. Again, the Blue Demons trail by four, 43-47 is their score. Trying to get a defensive stop here. Breda, who just came in the game, shoots up one, rattles off the rim, comes long. Tanner Wynn with the rebound.
Tanner pushes the ball up, gets it up to Zach Hugan. Zach spots up, thinks better of it, goes into Vic. Vic Sanders, nice touch off the glass right over the top of the defender. Brings his ball game back within two. Albia 45, Sheraton 47, 5:24 to go.
Great strength out of Vic Sanders to be patient and get his shot off. Tanner, TJ Hawkins gets the ball, drives baseline. Good defensive by Zach Hugan. Got his hand on the ball, and it locked loose, and they bring the Blue Demons, get the ball, bring it up.
Tanner Wynn pulls up, spot up three, and it's good. Blue Demons will take the lead with that three-pointer by Tanner Wynn, 48-47.
And you see a little emotion out of Tanner Wynn. He is calm, cool, and collected. He gets a little emotion. Things will get hot. Good for him. Out of the way. Take the lead, 48-47. Derek Lang's trying to see what he's got here with four, just under 5 minutes left in the game. Gets it to Banks on the near side. Again, Blue Demons staying with that 1-3-1 zone defense. Derek Lang with a 24-foot three and nails it. Way downtown. Sheraton regains the lead, 50-48.
Tanner Wynn bringing the ball up now. Pass over to the right, Mason Cox. Looks inside again to Vic. Vic kicks out to Zach Hugan. Zach swings the ball up to Mason Cox. Mason dribbles in the lane. Kicks out to Tanner Wynn. Tanner Wynn with a shot. It goes off the back of the rim. Feldman with the rebound for Sheraton.
Gets it to Bankston, who will bring it up for Sheraton. Brings it in the front court. Gets it up to Derek Lang. He looks inside. Nothing there, but kicks it around to Bankston. They're looking inside for TJ. Indeed, he's open on the block. Gets it. Mason will move up and under and go. 2 points for Sheraton. They have now taken advanced their lead, 52-48.
Again, Tanner Wynn with the ball, bringing it up the court. Matt sets the screen up top for him. Gets down in the corner to Vic Sanders. Vic kicks it out to Matt. Matt with the dribble. Finds Mason Cox.
Oh, wide
Mason,
open.
Mason to Zach Hugan. Zach Hugan with a great bounce pass through the lane right to Vic. Vic puts it up. That's 8 points for Vic Sanders.
Yeah, Zach Hugan was wide open on the low block, but the defense was converging on him, and he alertly saw Vic Sanders on the other block and got it right to him for the better shot. Nice job. Great teamwork out of the Blue Demons. Breda gets it in the deep corner, gets it back to Bankston, finds TJ Hawks in the low block, kicks to Willie Felderman, long shot, the rebound, Tanner Wynn, or Zach Hugan.
Zach Hugan got that rebound, but Mason Cox sealed off a guy on that offside there that allowed Tanner to, or Zach, to go over and grab that. Mason Cox now with the ball in the right corner, three-pointer, squared up, hard off the glass. Looks like Vic and Tanner both had their hands on it and tips it to Sheraton.
Bankston brings it up, gets to Derek Lang, who eyes about a 22-footer, doesn't take it, gets to Breda. Breda swings it across the top to Bankston, who finds Derek Lang out again about 22 feet out. Sheraton's going to want a timeout here, full timeout. Coach Schooley's going to want it. Again, 52-50 is our score with 3 minutes left in the contest. With this timeout, we're going to take one as well. You're listening to Southern Iowa sports leader KIC Thunder Country.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. Albia Blue Demons taking on the Sheraton Chargers. We have 3 minutes left in this contest. The Blue Demons trail by two, 52-50. I'm Dan Stalker with Todd Ratliff bringing you this action in South Central Conference play.
Sheraton with the ball now. Send it inside to TJ. Ooh, Zach Hugan right there. caused the travel.
That's a great hands out of Zach Hugan on TJ Hawkinson. I thought it was going to be a jump ball, but instead of a jump ball, they call the travel, which is a great turn of events for Albie. They still will have possession on order possession. And Coach Schooley wants to get Braid out, who's just been in for a few minutes, and brings in now back in Ben Moret. So Moret checks back in.
2:50 left to go in the game. Albie 50, Sheraton 52. Mason Cox brings the ball up court. Goes to the left side to Tanner Wynn. A little skip pass right to Mason. Mason for three. Squares up. Off the front of the rim to Zach Hugan right there for the rebound. Zach with the ball in the corner. Mason cutting through the lane. Sees Vic Sanders. Vic has to change the shot in there. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back in and is fouled. What an amazing play of events right there.
You can't say enough. Zach Hugan gets it on the deep corner on our side. He immediately sees Mason Cox making a hard cut across from the far side in. Mason knows as soon as he gets it, he's not putting that shot up because Vic Sanders on the opposite low block gets it right to him. Vic had the older shot but stayed with it, made it, and will get the and one.
Tie game now, 52-52. One free throw here coming up from Vic Sanders. Vic Sanders puts it up and in.
Now senior on senior night, doing a great job. 11 points out of Vic Sanders so far in the contest. Blue Demons take the lead, 53-52.
Seeing some good unselfish ball handling down there on that offensive end.
Derek Lang brings the ball up now. Moret gets the ball to Moret, gets to Bankston, who brings it back to Moret, who's looking inside to TJ, try to lob it in. A great job out of the Blue Demons to converge on TJ. Knock the ball loose. Zach Hugan gets it.
Made a sandwich out of him there. Had a guy in front of him, guy behind him. Good defensive stand by the Demons. Baker with the drive.
Charge. Matt Baker aggressive to the hoop, kicked the ball out, did a nice job kicking the ball out, but unfortunately they're going to say he ran into a still defender. I really thought the guy was moving a little bit, but we called a charge. That is the seventh team foul for the Blue Demons. This is the fourth foul on Matt Baker. So he'll need to be careful when he drives going forward because you know Sharon's going to try to get those charges everywhere they can on him now. With 2:07 in the contest, the Blue Demons have the slight edge, 53-52. What a contest we have here. Both teams 4-1 on the season, trying to take control of the South Central Conference lead.
Sheraton's coming in with 6 fouls now. Blue Demons with 7, so we'll be in the bonus for both teams. 1-point game, 2:07 left to go. Sheraton will have the ball. The possession arrow, if it comes to that, facing the Blue Demons' way.
Looks like we've got stuff being thrown on the floor, and I'm going to pick on them. You know, it's coming from the Sheraton student section, as far as I can see, because that's over in front of them.
It's like some popcorn maybe got spilled in excitement, or M&M's or Skittles or something.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. We want to make sure that's not on there. We don't want any kids falling or slipping. And the coaches are kind of eyeing their student section, right, making sure they know where you are, folks. It's about the kids playing here. It's not about you guys getting involved in the game more than cheering and being spectators. Sheraton will bring the ball in. Again, Moret gets it, but gets it right back to Derek Lang, who wants to handle the ball. Try to see if he can find an open TJ Hawkinson. They're trying to dump it in as much as they can. Moret gets it, swings it around to Lang. Lang looks it, can't get anything. Matt Baker well guarded on to Lang. Again, that 1-3-1 zone defense are actually kind of knowing where the two scorers are. Derek Lang and really trying to eye him and TJ. Tanner Wynn doubled in on the inbound pass to TJ.
Got him on the arm.
Oh, boy, that's good effort, though, out of him. They dumped it into TJ. Vic had great post-up D. Tanner Wynn's looking to slap and get it loose. Just came a little aggressive and got the foul on him. But a nice job on him. It is his fourth foul, so he'll want to be careful with a minute 43 left. Again, we're in the bonus, so TJ will go line. I think what I did see earlier, only a 59% free throw shooter on the season. So let's hope the nerves out of the sophomore, maybe. And, of course, he'd make it as soon as I jinxed him. And again, I've worked with he and Derek Lang a couple years on some traveling ball. What a great players they are. They've really developed into fine players. That's why they're the leading scorers for their respective teams there. TJ with the second one up, and it's good. So Sheraton will take over the lead, 54-53, with minute 42 in the game.
Baker brings the ball up. Kicks over to the right side to Mason Cox. Mason dribbling with the left hand, comes back to center court. Tanner Wynn coming off the screen at the top of the key. Dribbles the ball. Back out to Mason. Mason with a square up three-pointer. Comes hard off the back of the rim. Dan Lang with the rebound.
Derek Lang controls the board. Brings the ball up quick for the Sheraton Chargers. Matt Baker on him. Well guarded on him. Derek Lang's dribbling, trying to see what he can survey here. Trying to stall and delay a little bit as much as he can. Gets in the deep corner to Bankston. Bankston looks. Immediately tries to swing it, but nothing there. Then he decides to dribble up top himself. Blue Demons have gone to man with this kind of time. We can't afford the zone here. Coach Schooley for Sheraton will want a timeout. We'll do a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Again, with a minute 3 left in the contest, the Sheraton Chargers have the 1-point advantage over Albie, 54-53. Foul condition, we've got both Matt Baker and Tanner Wynn with 4 fouls, so very important. They have to play aggressive but smart. We don't want them fouling out either one of them, but they also get soft now. We've got to try to get those steals and get that ball back and get some action going here for the Blue Demons. For Sheraton, nobody in imminent foul trouble with a minute left. Willie Felderman has three, but that's the only one with three right now in the game.
Sherrington will inbound the ball. Lead the game 54-53, a minute three left to go.
And Willie Felderman and TJ Hawkins, the two big players in there, really do a nice job commanding presence inside. Blue Demons will have done a phenomenal job of guarding them up, even though TJ has got 22 points. It's still been a great job on him. He's just a tremendous player, great scorer, but the Blue Demons have really kept him in check, if you can say that, at 22 points. Derek Lang gets the ball on the near side, three-point line. He eyes it. He's not looking to shoot right now with under a minute to play. Blake Bear defending him, a great substitution there, getting Blake Bear on him. He's aggressive, a good hard player. Get on their number one score, see if we can do. Moore gets the ball up top. T.J. Hawkins comes all the way up high. Vic Sanders guard him. Vic's going to have to come out of his comfort zone. T.J. is capable of handling it, but Vic's going to have to play him a little tighter, whether he likes it or not. He's going to have to play a little harder. There's ball dribbled around, bottled out there, so Vic can play with him. Needs to get that ball knocked loose. Moore gets it, stumbles a little bit as he's coming. Zach Hugan in there on the ball. It should be a jump ball, and it will be Blue Demons. Zach Hugan doing a great job hustling in there. Matt Baker doing a good job guarding Moret. Ben Moret, and the ball got knocked loose, and Zach Hugan on the ground getting dirty and getting the ball. Offensive, defensive substitution here as Mason Cox will come in for Blake Bear. Again, Mason Cox, the three-point specialist out there, does a great job if he can get a chance to get that shot off.
21 seconds left. 53, Albia, 54, Sheraton.
Coach Archer will get the ball across half court. He'll want a timeout. He's going to take a full timeout. We will as well. Again, the Blue Demons trail by one, 53-54, with 18 and a half seconds left in this contest. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albee Community High School. We've got a barn burner going on here. The Blue Demons trail by one. They have possession of the ball. 53-54 is our score. Sheraton Chargers on top by 1 point. 18 and a half seconds left in the contest. Blue Demons looking to get off just a good shot. A two or a three, either one works. Possession arrow does favor Sheraton, so we really got to try to control it, not allow a turnover. Will be a bonus situation if they foul us, so a chance to go to line if they foul. Matt Baker receives the ball inbounds.
Matt passes the left side to Mason Cox. Mason's looking in. Patient. Matt Baker gets it in the corner. Passes it to Zach Hugan. Zach with the drive. Passes off to Vic. Oh.
Charge will be the call on Zach Hugan. TJ Hawkins had just stood right in there, and Zach was coming around. It's very, very close, and the charge is going to be the call nonetheless. It'll be a turnover. The Sheraton Chargers will get the ball with 7.8 seconds. Again, in the next foul on the Blue Demons, which you got to expect coming quick, Coach Archer has called the timeout, wants to make sure his team understands what's going on. You've got to expect a quick foul. Sheraton will get two free throws on that quick foul. Potentially could be a three-point game. They need to know the difference so they know what we're coming down. With 8 seconds, plenty of time to get the foul and get the ball back.
You know, a couple of things. Be careful. If you don't want to foul before the ball is inbounded, it could be considered intentional. So you want to watch that. You've got Tanner Wynn with four fouls. You've got Matt Baker with four fouls. So we can stay away from those two picking up their last foul.
And I was going to say, if I was coach, and he did, I would pull Matt Baker so he doesn't foul out. That's indeed what they did. We don't need him in here defensively. We need the foul. Blake Bear is going to try to face guard Derek Lang so he doesn't get the ball. Very good free throw shooter is Derek Lang at 90%, so we want to make sure he doesn't get it. They try to get into it.
Off of Derek
turnover. Albie gets the ball in the inbound pass. It goes off of Derek Lang's leg. Goes off of Derek Lang's leg. Blue Demons will get it with 7.1 seconds left in the game. We got a timeout. Albie. Matt Baker subbed back in. We got a timeout, Albia. Boy, that worked better than you could hope.
So that was good defense. And Derek Lang looked like he got a little closer to the inline than what his inbounder was expecting. And instead of it bouncing back up into his hands, it bounced off his feet.
And what they did, as I was just saying before they tried to throw it in, Blake Bear was guarding Derek Lang. So you got to think Derek's thinking, okay, he's going to face guard me and be in my grill because that's what he's a very good defensive specialist. But instead, the Demons switched on the screen, and Tanner Wynn stayed right with him, and that caused Derek to have to go deeper to the baseline, like you said, Coach, than he wanted to. And when the ball hit, it went right off his shin, bounced out of bounds. The official alertly saw it. I was worried at first he was going to call Sheraton's ball, but he made the right call there. And so it'll be Abby's ball with 7.1 seconds. Still in great shape. Coach Archer's calming his team down, let him know we got plenty of time to get a good look here. If they happen to foul us, we go to the line shooting 1-1. We make the bucket. That's just fine. We got down by one, 53-54. So we make the bucket. We got a chance to take the lead at the most important time with 7.1 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, you only need to lead once, and that's when that final buzzer goes off. So Albia will inbound it. Matt Baker will bring the ball in from the baseline under the hoop on the left-hand side, right-hand side. Looking. Finds Mason Cox in the corner. Mason's guarded well by Morant. Drives, passes to Vic, off his hands. Tanner Wynn gets the ball and gets shoved by number 30, TJ.
Yes. And that was clearly a foul. Tanner Wynn going in at it. Tanner Wynn got two hands shoved with 0.6 seconds on the clock. And I don't know if Coach Ratliff can handle me hitting him anymore on these plays, because I keep rapping him every time we get something going.
Yeah.
Tanner Wynn will go to the line with 1-1. Try to tie and or take the lead. 67% free throw shooter on the season, so never an important time. He's asking whether he gets two or one.
Looks like he gets two.
They're going to say he was trying to get the shot off, and indeed he was trying to get that ball up.
Got a little sweat on the floor. They're going to get that cleaned up. Thinking about the safety of the players, that's good. Officials right on top of things here.
And that's excellent. We want to make sure nobody gets hurt, whether the Sheraton or Albia players. It's a great game, great contest here. Blue Demons have a chance to, again, as you said just a minute ago, to take the lead at the most important time, and that's at the end of the game. But first, Tanner needs to make the first one here to tie the game. We shall see what happens. They've got to the floor. They're mopping up the little sweat there. Again, Tanner Wynn got pushed to the ground, knocked to the floor. Obviously, late in the game, and it's a hot gym here tonight. Tanner's sweating, so got the floor a little wet. So the officials got that cleaned up. Actually, they're saying 1-1. They are saying 1-1. The foul's on the floor, and I kind of thought that was the right call. So Tanner Wynn will go shooting the 1-1.
Tanner makes the first shot.
Your senior. Yeah, exactly. That's what you expect out of your senior on senior night. His eighth point on the evening. Good job. Tanner is a very cool customer. Let's see if he can make this to take the lead for the Blue Demons.
0.6 seconds left. 54-54. The shot is up.
That was in and out. And that's the game. A tie. That is the regulation. We end tied 54-54. Going to overtime. And what else would you expect, Coach Ratliff?
You know, that's great focus on that first free throw. That's the one that was important. Now,
right.
Game starts over with, what is it, 3 minutes, 4 minutes on the clock?
I think it was five.
5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's a case, too. Again, you've got to think at some point, too, that the Sheraton team is going to get a little worn down. You know, we keep subbing in. Our guys are fresh. Sheraton's very well conditioned. I'm not taking that away from them at all. Or 4 minutes, excuse me. We'll split it. You said three. I said five. I think they heard us. Said, oh, let's make them average out. 4 minutes in overtime. But, you know, Albie just has to keep being aggressive. Yes, we've got Tanner Wynn and Matt Baker with four fouls, but the defense has got to step up and make Sheraton work for everything they've got. That's what has worked for us all night. What else would you expect out of a rivalry of this magnitude, Coach?
You know, it went down to the wire over at Sheraton, a two-point win for the Blue Demons. So, overtime here.
Yeah, that's so you would expect nothing else, that's for sure. So they'll come out. We'll jump the ball here to start the overtime. Willie Felderman will come out for Sheraton. Vic Sanders will do it for the Blue Demons. Blake Bears in there as well, defensively coming in there with Tanner Wynn, Zach Hugan, and Matt Baker. So trying to get, again, a little bit of defensive pressure. I would imagine Blake Bear will be guarding man-on-man against Derek Lang, making sure he doesn't get any easy looks. Oh, I got to love that music. Thank you, Scotty. Way to pipe that in right at the right time. 4 minutes overtime. It all begins again right here. Willie Felderman controls the tip, gets to T.J. Hawkins, and travels, no call. Puts a shot up, but he's shuffling his feet. Derek Lang alertly knocks it off of Zach Hugan. But I don't know how you don't call that travel call. I mean, you can go to Puerto Rico and not travel as far as that.
Yeah, he had the ball caught underneath his backside there and took two steps jumping to try to get that ball unattached. So definitely was travel. Refs didn't see it. TJ with the shot. Zach Hugan
off
with a great hustle play.
Oh,
we're not going to roll off of Zach. Stays here for Sheraton.
Morant did a nice job trying to get that rebound. Zach Hugan right in there with him. They said Zach Hugan got the last hand on it. So Sheraton will retain possession at their own baseline. Derek Lang set to check the ball in at the baseline for Sheraton Chargers as they run a stack formation to inbound. Derek looks to the near side and throws it all the way up top to Morant. Morant gets it. Swings it over the far side to Willie Felderman, who looks inside to TJ Hawkinson. He kicks it back out. Gets it to Bankston in the corner. Bankston takes a three and good. Boy, Banks has had a hot hand all night long consistently for sure. 57-54 is our score.
So Matt Baker now with the ball. Brings it across half court. Gets the play set. Dribbles in. Kicks it to the right over to Blake Bear. Blake Bear down in the corner. Now to Zach Hugan. Zach up to Tanner Winnen. Matt Baker gets the ball back in the top of the key. Dribbling, guarded by Lang. Passes over to Blake Bear. Blake with a good drive. Pass down low to Vic. Ball back up top now. Matt Baker with the ball. Passes over to Zach. Zach with the dribble. Down in the corner. Over to Blake. Blake Bear with a good pass down low. And Vic looked like he was maybe going up to set for a rebound. And the ball goes off of him. Then Zach Hugan on a cut. Tipped it as well. Sheridan will get the ball, though.
Good hard pass out of Blake Bear, but one that Vic, I know, would have wished he had his eye on and could have gotten and would have been an easy bucket for him. But anyway, Sheridan has the ball. Get it upside to, up top to Bankston. He's driving a little bit. Nice job out of Tanner Wynn. Almost gets the turnover, but nope. Moret gets the ball. Gets to Willie Felderman in the far corner. Gets it back to Moret at the three. Gets it up to Bankston at the top. Blue Demon still playing a little zone right now. Trying to play zone for a couple minutes here. Almost got the steal. Derek Lang takes a three-point shot up and off the back of the rim. Nothing going there. Willie Fetterman tries to get it. Can't get it. But Bankston inside gets the put back. So just like that, Sheridan's up by 5 points.
Bankston now up to 19 points on the night. Averages seven. So he's had a real good game. Tanner wins. Spots up three. Misses. Fetterman with the rebound from Sheridan.
Hits the back iron. Does Tanner win. So the ball comes out to Sheridan's way. Derek Lang gets it. Well guarded by Tanner Wynn up top. Playing on the man now, going to man defense. Coach Schooley wants a timeout, 30-second timeout, or he's trying to see what he's got. No, he's got a full. He's got a full timeout with 2:06 left in overtime. Blue Demons trail 54-59 with the full timeout. We will take a timeout as well. You're listening to the Blue Demon coverage of basketball, Southern Iowa sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Welcome back, folks. What a contest we got here. The Blue Demons find themselves in overtime, trailing by five. 54-59 is our score. 2:06 left in overtime. The possession arrow favors the Blue Demons if there's a tie-up. Both teams are in the bonus. Sheridan has the ball, gets it into Derek Lang. Derek Lang well guarded by Blake Bear as he crosses half court. Blake Bear trying to harass him as much as can. Blake Bear makes him pass it off, gets it over to Bankston on the near side. Tanner Wynn pops the ball loose. Nice job out of him. Ball's loose, and the official's thinking about it, and he's going to say Sheridan's ball. He was trying to figure out who tipped it last, and it was really, really close, but he decided that it was Tanner Wynn that knocked it loose more so than Bankston. Derek Lang sets to check it in for the Sheridan Chargers. Gets it into Bankston in the near corner. Looks inside to T.J. Hawkinson, who tries a drop set. A little bit of hook action, and they're going to say charge. Absolutely.
Drop that left elbow down, hook it right around Vic Sanders' waist. Pushed him out of the way. That is an offensive foul.
You know, Vic is giving up 3 to 4 inches inside there, but doing a great job as a backside post defender on him, usually getting some double-team help coming down. Good job out of the Blue Demons.
Blue Demons will set the offense up now. Matt Baker brings it across half court. Goes left side with Tanner Wynn. Tanner with the dribble drive. Passes off to Zach. Zach drives it in off the hoop, and it goes in.
Good two-point bucket for the Blue Demons. Brings it within three. Full court pressure coming, full man pressure from the Blue Demons. Blake Bear guarding Derek Lang. He brings across. He's looking to attack. Vic Sanders. They're not saying any foul, at least. Well, that's good. I was going to say, I thought Vic almost had the charge. He was twisted a little bit, so it's probably a good no call. But ball was knocked loose by Vic Sanders, so Sheridan will retain possession of the ball with a minute 27 left in overtime, as Sheridan still has the three-point lead. 59-56 is our score.
Again, we got a little sweat on the floor. Official's doing the right thing, getting it dried up. Sheridan will inbound the ball.
Derek Lang was set to throw it in for the Chargers on the baseline. Chargers looking to see what they can do. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Demons. Derek Lang gets to Moret in the near corner. He dribbles up top, sets the offense. Matt Baker on top of him. Blake Bear gets a guard to Derek Lang, who now has the ball up top. Blake Bear's trying to harass him a little bit, see if he can make something happen. Make Derek do something. Derek's content just to dribble around. Willie Felderman gets it up high. Vic Sanders guarding him. Vic's going to have to come out and play a little more than he liked. Vic likes to be inside the paint, but he's going to have to play a little tighter man. Moret gets it on the far side. Matt Baker guarding him, trying to make a move, and the ED is. Matt's being careful, doesn't want to pick up that fifth foul. Gets it to Derek Lang. It looks like he traveled when he caught it, but no call there. Blake Barry doing a good job. Ooh. Oh, looks like a charge, no call there. Shot up and good. Three-pointer by Bankston once again. Gets another three-pointer under a minute to play.
Albie now with the ball. Matt Baker dribbles down. Free throw line.
Quick answer by Matt Baker, but the Blue Demons find themselves trailing by four with 45 seconds. Coach Archer calls the timeout. 62-58 is our score. Again, Sheraton has the four-point lead. Good quick answer by Matt Baker to get the pull-up jumper at the elbow. But, boy, I thought there was a charge on that other side on Derek Lang.
Yeah, it looked like he continued through just like we saw Matt Baker a couple times in the first half and someone else, but no call there.
Officials had their eye on it, but they sure didn't want to call it.
Kick the ball out. Bankston, who's been pretty streaky tonight with another three-pointer. Is that 8 points for him in the overtime?
It could be. He's got the two threes.
Two threes in a bucket underneath the hoop. So 8 points for Bankston here in the overtime.
He's got 22 on the night. Comes in averaging just under seven. Conversely, Derek Lang, the leading scorer for the Chargers at 24 points a night, only has 12. So they've held him in check in half in regulation and now into overtime. So doing a good job on their leading scorer, but unfortunately, Christian Bankston, the senior, on the road has really stepped his game up and provided that for the Sheraton Chargers. Blue Demons now with 45 seconds. You got to think they're going to look to foul right away. And indeed, Matt Baker's not coming out on the court, so that would indicate to me we're looking for that quick foul.
It's like Tanner's also having a seat right now, so get a quick breather and keep them from getting foul number five for these last 45 seconds.
We've got Ryan and Luke Sarver, Blake Bear, Zach Hugan, very, very quick men out there that can stay with any of these guys and we'll be able to get the foul if need be.
Mason Moretz Cox guarding the inbounds pass.
This is T.J. Hawkinson. I'd be fouling him. He's a poor free throw shooter. Gets to Willie Felderman, and Zach Hugan finally goes out and gets him. That's a good foul. We finally got him. We went after him, a 64% free throw shooter. T.J. Hawkins is a 59%, so it's about the same. I think I'd have fouled T.J. just to get the clock stopped as much as anything. I know he's calm and cool. Willie Felderman's a senior on this squad. He's also a very good third leading scorer on this team. Comes in averaging 12, almost 13 points a night. Goes to the line shooting
Two. We're in the double bonus now.
Yes, sir. Misses the front end. So, again, a very good foul in terms of going for their poor free throw shooters. Subs coming in for the Blue Demons. Again, getting Tanner Wynn and Matt Baker back in.
So we've got Wynn and Hugan, Baker, Mason Cox. It's like Ryan Sarver on the court right now.
We've got our shooters all in there. Guys all capable of shooting the three. Get a good look for the Blue Demons.
And
misses the second one. Zach Hugan with the rebound. 39 seconds left in the game.
Kicks the ball up to Matt Baker. Baker with the drive. Nobody to stop him. Little floater just off the back.
Got a foul. Tanner Wynn doesn't want to do it, but he's going to have to. Zach Hugan coming in, but nobody's getting the foul. Matt's not going to foul because he's 4-5. Nice job, Zach Hugan. Almost got the steal. And I know Matt can't foul either, but boy, guys are going to have to come up. We're going to have guys step up and get that foul. I don't know why we wouldn't be subbing in or not. Sub. Absolutely.
And here comes Luke Sarver. Yes. Here comes Blake there.
Yes, let's get them in. Let's get Tanner and Matt out so we don't get them fouled out of the game. I don't want to see that either.
26.3 seconds. Demons trail 58-62 in this first overtime.
Again, Felderman or Hawkinson would be the ones I'd be looking to foul if I could. Not Derek Lang, but that's what Blake Bear had to do. And Derek Lang, as he receives the ball, gets fouled by Blake Bear, and a 90% free throw shooter will go to the line, shooting two. Again, Sheraton has a four-point lead with 26 seconds left in overtime.
Sheraton's going to go with nobody down on the lane. Derek Lang, shoot two. After the first shot, Matt Baker, Tanner Wynn will come back into the game.
First one's good. Rattles it around, but gets to the drop, so it makes a five-point game. So Blue Demons, I got to believe we'll have to start looking. We've got all three-point shooters in there. I got to think we got to start maybe looking for that three-point. You hate to force up shots, but, boy, I really think that's everyone in there is capable of doing that for the Blue Demons. This could be a six-point game if Derek Lang's able to make it. And up and good. Blue Demons now with 26 seconds, trailing by six.
Mason will bring the ball up, passes it forward to Matt. Matt slips, trips a little bit, gets the ball back out to Mason. Mason guarding closely. Zach Hugan with the three.
Rattles around, no good. Rebound controlled by Derek Lang for Sheraton. With 13 seconds left, he's coming up. Nobody's guarding him. Nobody's fouling him. Don't want to foul the 90% free throw, but Tanner Wynn finally does. With 7.5 seconds. Again, the Blue Demons trailing by six in overtime. Tanner Wynn will foul out on senior night. 8 points does Tanner Wynn have. Great effort out of him. Great game for him. But unfortunately, he's going to foul out of this contest in overtime. Blue Demons looking for a miracle now. Luke Sarver checks in for Tanner Wynn. Nobody on the line for Sheraton as Derek Lang goes the line shooting two.
Again, a 90% free throw shooter. Been patient most of the night.
Misses them.
Off the back and rolls off the front of the rim. 14 points.
So a glimmer of hope, although it's going to have to come quick with 2 3-pointers really, really fast. So it's just getting very difficult here for the Blue Demons, but there is a possibility. Got to hope for a miss and get down and get a quick shot.
Second shot goes in. 7-point game. 7.5 seconds. Baker with the ball. He's got to put it up. Puts it up. Little floater. It goes in. Coach Archer calls a timeout with 2.3 seconds to go. Down by 5 here in the first overtime.
Down by 5 with 2.3 seconds is just all but impossible to get to 2 shots off in that amount of time, which is really what you're looking at. Matt Baker did a nice job driving lane, get the little floater, get the point to drop. 22 points on him for the night. Again, the consolation prize for him will be that he set the scoring mark for the Blue Demons with another season yet to play. So his season or his career is far from over. This game, this season's far from over. While the Blue Demons look to be in a really tough spot right now, might drop to 4-2 in the conference. They still control where they're going to go. Sheraton has a lot of tough games left here, and we'll talk about that after a bit. Albia's got a great schedule coming up for them. They don't have any time to rest. They'll have a non-conference action tomorrow, so they're going to have to be ready to bounce back tomorrow, non-conference against Grinnell. Sheraton will check it in. Felderman, again, a poor free throw shooter, is thrown in. That's a good choice there to not have Derek Lang throwing it in. Felderman looks to lob it into T.J. Hawkins, and Luke Sarver does a good job guarding him, but the ball bounces off, and that will be the ball game, folks. Sheraton will come away, avenge the loss to Albia in Sheraton. They will come away with a 65-60 victory in overtime. A great contest, unfortunately, for the Blue Demons. Not the results we wanted or the outcome.
Yeah, a hard-fought battle again by the Blue Demons. Sheraton just came out, beat them tonight.
You know, you just you can't say enough about it, and you know, the great effort on them. What I really like is Kevin Krall, superintendent, is doing a great job of controlling our student section. Sheraton, unfortunately, has no control over their student section. And a little bit of a classless act of unsportsmanship, like conduct on them. But our kids, through the direction of Kevin Krall, are really showing great sportsmanship. You know, it's a ball game. It's not one we want to lose, but it's not the end of the world for us. We still have a lot at stake, a lot in our control here for the Blue Demons. First, they got to come back tomorrow afternoon, a matinee game. A Saturday afternoon, they play Grinnell. Boys and girls action starting at 2 o'clock. That game is not being broadcast. As we talked earlier, Iowa State basketball will be broadcast instead. But it'll be a great contest here where they'll come back, have a chance to battle back tomorrow. Then the Blue Demons, their schedule is not easy. It's a chance for them to control things. They get to come back a week from now, so they get a week to rest after tomorrow, play Clark of Osceola, go there. Certainly more than a winnable game. Expect to get that win. Go down to Davis County. That'll be a tough one. It's always tough playing down there in that old barn down in Davis County. Then we go to at Eddyville. We finish the game on the road at Eddyville and then at Centerville. So a very, very tough competition coming up for the Blue Demons. But certainly we win those games. We got to hope for a little break to come for us. You know, Sheraton has Davis County twice yet, I believe. They've got a makeup. They still got to squeeze in there. They've also got, looking through their schedule, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, they got to go to, which is a tough place. Centerville, they'll host. They beat Centerville pretty good earlier. But Centerville, you know, they're looking to get the conference win right there, the conference title, after coming off a 20-win season last year. So you got to expect that'll be a tough game. So for Albia, there are a lot at stake and a lot to play for.
There sure is. You know, and these guys, especially these seniors, they've got a lot of heart. You know, and Coach Archer, he'll get them ready again. Yeah. You know, sometimes teams go through a tough stretch. You know, and you want that tough stretch here, not at the end of the schedule. So, you know, they fought hard tonight. They had some really good plays in there. Worked well, got it into overtime. Wasn't sure that was going to happen, and you know, gave everything they could give tonight.
You know it is, and that's you just can't say enough about them. I mean, a much better game. I really think the last couple games we had Centerville, I thought we looked out of rhythm. Knoxville, I thought we looked out of rhythm. We just didn't play as good as we could as a team. And I really thought tonight we did a much better job with that. Really pleased to see that. I hate that we got the loss, but I thought they did a nice job battling and playing hard. You know it's going to be a contest every night in South Central Conference action. We're not going to get any easy nights. You know, that's. For our schedule, guys, I just want to keep you abreast. Every conference game we talked about that are coming up. At conference games, boys and girls will be broadcasting the rest of the season here. So the next time we look to go live will be next Friday at Clark of Osceola. Then we'll follow up the following Tuesday on February 4th at Davis County. Then on this Friday the 7th, we'll go to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And on Tuesday the 11th, we'll finish up conference action with at Centerville. And again, that'll be boys and girls action. Look to start the girls games around 6:15 on most nights. And so that's something we'll bring. The non-conference games, we've got other action going on. We've got a lot of coverage coming up on the KIC Thunder Country. We've got wrestling, as we mentioned earlier. wrestling on the 11th. Oh, thank you. Scotty's in my ear telling me that on the 11th, I forgot about the Albie Duels are here on Tuesday the 11th, so that might be interesting. We'll see how we're going to get that covered, because that'll be exciting. If we can win that dual meet here in Albia, Albia will go to the state tournament as a team in the team competition up in Des Moines, Wells Fargo Arena, so it'll be very exciting to get that coverage in there. So we'll get all that scheduled. I'll let Scotty worry about how to get all that in, Todd. That's not our problem.
That's right.
And then also don't forget for the boys' side on wrestling, Saturday the 8th will be the first round of sectionals for the Blue Demons. And boy, and it'll be here too. So folks, if you got a chance to come out, please do. You know, we had the one home meet here, wrestling meet here. What a great night that was, a great finish. Kids are just really feeling their own, and it's fun to watch Coach Winger. He moves kids around a little bit and really gives them a chance to experience and grow. I'd mentioned while we were in the break there during the between games, you know, how Dylan Perkins is not himself, not eligible to wrestle at the heavyweight, which would be huge for that senior. He's been busting his tail to get in there, and so he'll hopefully get a chance to wrestle tomorrow, Coach. So,
yeah, he's been working real hard, too, you know, and Dylan's a good kid.
Yeah.
I was talking to him. He said the last time he was down in this weight, he was in junior high. So, again, just a great effort by him, and we wish him and the whole wrestling team good luck tomorrow over at I-35. Coach Winger, Coach Schofield, Coach Pickerel, Coach Beal.
Yeah.
We've got a great staff there working with those kids. Looking to continue to advance on the most wins in a season by that team.
And, again, we want to mention, too, for the final time here tonight, we'll get the look forward to more coverage of that as we go along. Matt Baker, on a positive note, was able to set the scoring career mark over, I don't have the official total, but I know it's over 1,041 points, which was the old record set by Zach Simpson back in 2006. So congratulations to Matt Baker. What a great career he's having and will have as he finishes up his year. Just a point of reference to the season total, point total, was also by Zach Simpson in 2006, and that's 481 points. And I'm not sure how close Matt will get to that, but certainly that's well within his reach to kind of go after. So we'll see how that plays out as the season progresses. I know Matt's more worried about the team doing well, but it is also nice to recognize when individuals who have worked so hard have accomplished some great things. And so we do want to recognize him and congratulate Matt Baker for all his hard efforts and for what he brings to this Blue Demon squad. For the Lady D's, the first half contest that we had here, did a great job again winning the game tonight, have moved their record in conference play to 6-0. That's well on top of the conference standing. We'll have a game at Eddyville Blakesburg, who is a 5-1 coming into tonight's games. So Eddyville Blakesburg, the girls are going to look to avenge that one loss to us earlier to try to see if they can get a tie, at least if nothing else, for conference. Our girls certainly want to go down there and win it outright and get that. And what a great story that will be if they can indeed do that. And then from there, both squads, as we get to the middle of February, we'll start tournament play. And who knows what can happen there. You know, we're playing 3A schools here when we're doing Centerville and Sheraton, and that's
and
a
Knoxville.
Great. Yeah, and that's a and, yeah, so yeah. Great. And Grinnell tomorrow is going to be a powerhouse on both boys and girls. So that's great building for your team to try to get them ready for that postseason play. Both squads still have a chance to win their conference titles, which is a goal they want to get, and then go deep into the playoffs. So we'll see what can happen there, Todd.
Yeah, a lot of ball will be played this season. And get on the road, get some wins there, and, you know, just Blue Demons, these guys will keep fighting.
Oh, you bet.
About it.
You bet. Well, with that, folks, we are very proud to have brought you this coverage tonight, and once again of Albia Blue Demon Lady D basketball coverage. Keep your radio dials tuned in here for all the great action every night, whether it's local, college, professional sports. We've got it all for you here on Southern Iowa. Oh, I'm going to back that up because I've got my man here. He likes getting that tagline. What do we got here, Todd?
We've got Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIIC, Thunder Country.
There you go,
folks. I messed it up.
With Todd Ratliff, I'm Dan Stocker, Scotty Fry back in the studio. Thanks for listening. You all have a good night. Drive safe.